Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Juneteenth celebrations back in full swing. For the first time since the pandemic, the Black Cultural Council of Odessa's Juneteenth celebrations will be back to a full scale. In 2020, the five-day celebration that consists of numerous different events was canceled due to COVID. Last year, the Juneteenth celebrations in Odessa returned to an in-person setting, but with fewer events due to the pandemic. This year, however, will be a return to normal as the Juneteenth events begin on June 15th and continue each day until June 19th. Long recognized as the largest Juneteenth celebration in the state of Texas, the multi-day event brings in guests and entertainers from across state lines. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Usually held annually on June 19th, it wouldn't become a federally recognized holiday until just last year. Juneteenth's commemoration is on the anniversary date of June 19, 1865, when the announcement of General Order No. 3 by Union Army General Gordon Granger was made, proclaiming freedom of enslaved people in Texas. This year's Juneteenth events in Odessa will range from a concert performance from a gospel singer to a parade, as well as basketball tournaments and a performance from the Dallas Black Theater. Quote, due to COVID, we've had to scale back our celebration last year, end quote. Black Cultural Council of Odessa President Joanne Davenport Littleton said, quote, but this is going to be the first year that we're going to have a full celebration since Juneteenth became a national holiday. As a board, we've tried to schedule events that are inclusive to everyone, end quote. This year's celebrations will start with a concert performance by famous gospel singer Fred Hammond, with doors opening at 6 p.m. June 15th at First Baptist Church. Quote, for us to be able to bring in a gospel recording artist as big as Fred Hammond is huge, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, we're excited. We're teaming up with First Baptist Church. We'll have a great time. Anyone in the field of gospel music knows how big Fred Hammond is. He's one of the grandfathers of gospel music. Just for us to secure him and bring him to Odessa, that's a mammoth accomplishment, end quote. Littleton credited the FMH Foundation for helping bring in Hammond to perform in Odessa. Quote, if it wasn't for the FMH Foundation believing in us, we couldn't be able to secure him, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, but it was through a grant from the FMH Foundation that helped us secure Hammond. They were helpful, end quote. Littleton said that Hammond's performance should help kick off this year's Juneteenth celebration in a big way. Quote, our goal is to pack out the worship center and have an overflow of people, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, we've had great sponsors from all over the Permian Basin, and they're excited to come out because they know the caliber of the gospel singer Fred Hammond is. To start the celebration off with a Fred Hammond concert, that sets the tone. The gospel celebration will set the tone for the weekend, end quote. The live concerts will continue throughout the week with Houston violinist Dominique Hammonds performing June 16th at the All White Party, which will be held at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, with doors opening at 9 p.m. Quote, he's one of the hottest artists in Houston, end quote, Littleton said of Hammonds. Quote, we were fortunate to get him to come to Odessa. A lot of people have been interested in coming. Because of the community believing in us, we're able to bring these types of events to the people of Odessa, end quote. The L.J. Eccles Band will perform at 10 p.m. Friday at Woodson Community Park. Jeter Jones will perform at 10 p.m. Saturday at Woodson Community Park, and the Paul Cannon Band will perform at 9:30 p.m. Sunday at Woodson Community Park. Quote, he's huge in Mississippi, Louisiana, and he has a big following, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, because of him, there's a lot of people that are wondering how we were able to get Jeter Jones to come. We do a lot of networking. We reach out to other artists. We do our homework and find out who's hot and what artists people want to hear, end quote. Most of the events are free with the exception of the all-white party. Tickets for the all-white party are $25 per person and the dress code is white. Quote, we're glad to bring the all-white party back this year, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, that's the only event that we'll charge, end quote. In addition to Hammond's, the all-white party will feature DJ Blue Boy and DJ Demetrius. The Dallas Black Theater will return for this year's Juneteenth with a performance at 7 p.m. Thursday at the OHS Performing Arts Center. That event is a joint effort between the Black Cultural Council of Odessa and the Odessa Arts. Quote, the Dallas Black Theater loves coming back to Odessa, end quote, Littleton said. Quote, they always have a great time. People enjoy coming to see them. It's a good time, end quote. The annual Juneteenth pageants will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday at the Blackshear Auditorium. Numerous tournaments will also take place over the weekend. The Danny R. Wright Basketball Tournament will take place on Friday and Saturday at Woodson Boys and Girls Club. The Regina McKnight Volleyball Tournament will also take place on Friday and Saturday at Ector Fieldhouse. The Legends Basketball Tournament will take place at 1 p.m. Sunday at Woodson Boys and Girls Club. The week will also include Youth in the Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the Woodson Community Park. This year's Juneteenth Parade is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Saturday, with the route running north on Dixie Boulevard to Murphy Street before turning right and go east on Murphy Street and end at Barrett Drive. Prizes will be awarded to the top three floats in the parade, with $300 for first, $200 for second, and $100 for third. Also taking place will be the Car and Bike Show, which will be presented by Brotherhood Legends Car Club and will last from noon to 6 p.m. Saturday at Woodson Community Park. The Black Cultural Council of Odessa will also be honoring its hometown heroes, Dorothy Nelms, Frizella Whitaker, and Lee Ora Beck Reddick, during the ceremony at 9:30 p.m. Saturday at the Woodson Community Park on the main stage. Quote, "There's a lot of wisdom and there's a lot of history there," end quote, Littleton said. Quote, "After our parade, we're going to honor them. There's over 300 years of history of wisdom there. It's a worthy cause. They're deserving of all the honors," end quote. Saturday will also feature a historical marker dedication to honor Odessa's own famous doo-wop singing group, the Velvets, which is being put on by both the Odessa Heritage Foundation and the Black Cultural Council of Odessa. The ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. at Blackshear Auditorium. Robert Thursby, who is the last surviving member from the group, is expected to be in attendance. Quote, "The Velvets attended Blackshear, so this is a huge celebration," end quote, Littleton said. Quote, "We're expecting a huge turnout for that event," end quote. The Juneteenth Gospel Celebration will take place at 3 p.m. Sunday at Bethlehem Baptist Church and will feature a gospel speaker, Reverend Eddie Jenkins from Good Street Baptist Church in Dallas, who's familiar with Odessa. Quote, "We had Jenkins here before and he wanted to come back," end quote, Littleton said. Quote, "He was excited, but then the pandemic happened and we weren't able to bring him back. Now that we're back, he's excited about coming out this year," end quote. Serve news to highlight banquet of Pope Entertainment. Growing up, stand-up comedian Jose Sardou originally aspired to be an astronaut. But as he mentioned in his phone interview, quote, "You have to fail your way into comedy," end quote. Quote, "Being an astronaut was my goal as a kid," end quote, Sardou said. Quote, "But I failed enough times as a kid that it didn't look good," end quote. Safe to say, everything's worked out well for the Cuban-born comedian. Sardou will make his return to the Permian Basin Saturday at the Catholic Charities of Odessa's annual Banquet of Hope fundraiser. The event will take place at 7 p.m. at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in the Permian Ballroom. This year's Banquet of Hope will return to an in-person setting for the first time since 2019 before the pandemic hit. Quote, "Myself, the staff, the board, were all super excited," end quote, Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Odessa, Sarah Aguilar, said. Quote, "We were very fortunate to have our fundraiser that year. We're excited to have this coming up," end quote. It's also going to be the first time the fundraiser will consist of stand-up comedy, in which Aguilar says will be family-friendly. Quote, "Before, it was just a banquet with a showcase on the programs and then a dinner," end quote, Aguilar said. Quote, "This is the first time we're adding entertainment to our event," end quote. Born in Cuba, Sardou had a roller coaster of a life growing up. He, along with his family, was deported from Cuba in 1980 because of his father's political prisoner status. Sardou's father served 6 years in prison in Cuba for writing a letter that disagreed with then-Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's regime and its policies. Quote, "When he got out, I was born shortly after," end quote, Sardou said. Quote, "He couldn't get a job, and my mom got fired. My family eventually got blacklisted for everything," end quote. His family was eventually forced out of Cuba and came to the United States during the Mariel boatlift in 1980. After graduating from high school, Sardou was accepted into the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado. Being a trainer pilot in the Air Force, Sardou has made numerous flights to Del Rio as well as Odessa and Midland. Quote, "I have lived in Texas before, being stationed there, so it always has a special place in my heart," end quote, Sardou said. Quote, "Odessa is a blue-collar community. I always liked the audience there. It's great to come back and see how the town has grown since the last time I was there, in 2017 or 2018. During the pandemic, we did a lot of trips to Midland for training since I was on long duty, so it'll be nice to leave the airport in Midland and go to Odessa, especially since I've done a lot in Midland. Now I get to fill up my Odessa tank," end quote. Despite being a retired Air Force veteran, Sardou still trains pilots in Del Rio as a reserve in addition to his stand-up career. After being accepted into the U.S. Air Force Academy, Sardou's goal was to be a mission pilot in the Space Shuttle program in the early 2000s. But those plans got trampled after NASA made the announcement to discontinue the shuttle program. Quote, that meant that if I wanted to be an astronaut, I was going to have to compete academically with the other astronauts, end quote, Sardou said. Sardou would still become an officer in the Air Force, serving in Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom in the early 2000s, flying cargo planes. Quote, it was a fun experience, but I didn't have a gun on my plane, which is scary, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, in that situation, it'd be nice to have one, end quote. While he has enjoyed his time with the military, he didn't want to be in it full time. Quote, I was kind of lost a little bit, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, my childhood passion was dying a little bit. I had a good life. I was an Air Force pilot and had a good life set up, but the passion was gone, end quote. In came his other childhood passion, comedy. Quote, I grew up loving it, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, the power of comedy made an impression on me. The funniest teacher is always the most effective, and humor can be used to diffuse tension and help you get through tough times, end quote. He didn't originally think he would be doing stand-up comedy, though, as he doubted whether or not he could make a room full of people laugh. Quote, I love to do stand-up, end quote, Sardou said, but I wasn't very funny. I was an inside joke teller, so I never saw myself as a joke teller, end quote. Then in 2003, while on a trip to Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, something clicked for him. Sardou was with his girlfriend and her friends, and he started telling stories about himself. Quote, maybe it was the right amount of beer, but they wanted to hear more about me and my life, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, it was about 10 minutes where it was just me talking and everyone was laughing hard. One of the women fell out of her chair and another shot beer out of his nose. I don't remember what I said. That's when I really started looking at being a stand-up comedian and realized what it took, end quote. Over the years, Sardou worked his way up, eventually doing an open mic at the New York Comedy Club. Quote, I got one legitimate chuckle from the hardened comedians that were there, and that was it, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, I was in. It's been an interesting ride since then, end quote. Since 2007, Sardou has been doing stand-up comedy full-time, traveling all over the country, doing different shows. He talks to audiences about his life experiences, including the funny everyday moments from growing up with his family. Just like Aguilar, Sardou insists that next week's entertainment will be suitable for families. Quote, it's a charity event, so they'll get my clean comedy, end quote, Sardou said. Quote, I know some people that are in the area that have seen me before that are probably thinking this might not be appropriate for a charity, but I'm telling people that I've been doing comedy for a long time. I can do clean comedy. I have a couple of comedy specials under the belt. People can relax. It's going to be a fun show. These are jokes that are about my life and all that, but you can bring the kids, end quote. This year, Catholic Charities of Odessa is celebrating its 40th anniversary of helping the community. Quote, it's a big one for us to be able to be here and serve all of those in Ector County, end quote, Aguilar said. Quote, this has been a staple fundraiser over the years, so it's just keeping on with the tradition, end quote. When Catholic Charities of Odessa opened in 1982, it was originally an adoption agency. Quote, they ran that for 3 years, end quote, Aguilar said. Quote, several children were adopted through Catholic Charities during those 3 years, end quote. Soon after, the organization switched over to social services, providing the emergency services for food and clothing in the community. Quote, that's what they've grown into ever since, end quote, Aguilar said. Quote, I know our learning center is really busy. We see on average about 450 students every year that successfully complete courses through the learning center, so we're very busy. The agency continues to grow, end quote. The work hasn't stopped, especially with a pandemic and high inflation affecting a number of people with families who are in need of help. Quote, during COVID, we were hit really hard, end quote, Aguilar said. Quote, we never shut our doors to the community, and our numbers soared through the roof. We were seeing triple, if not quadruple, the numbers for emergency services, especially for the food pantry. There were a lot of people out of work, end quote. Those numbers are starting to rise again due to inflation, Aguilar said. Quote, this fundraiser has come at a crucial time because we need that help from the community to continue to serve those who are in need, end quote. For more information on Catholic Charities of Odessa, go to tinyurl.com/yc7wdza6. Tickets for the Banquet of Hope can be purchased at tinyurl.com/ykjcybn. Death Notices, George Edward Holmans, New Braunfels. George Edward Holmans, 82, of New Braunfels, died Monday, June 6, 2022, in New Braunfels. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. June 10, 2022, at American Heritage Funeral Home. Burial immediately following at American Heritage Cemetery. Ben Ford is officiating. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Helen Faye Martin, Odessa. Helen Faye Martin, 87, of Odessa, died Monday, June 6, 2022, in Odessa. Services will be held in private. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Gregory Earl Norwood, Odessa. Gregory Earl Norwood, 64, of Odessa, died Friday, June 3, 2022, in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. June 11, 2022. Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
Hello, this is Michael reading more articles from the Midland Reporter-Telegram from Friday, June 10th. Report states Midland posts second lowest weekly increase in Texas, by Stuart Doreen. The average price of gasoline in Midland rose 22 cents this week, and that was cheap compared to the rest of the state, according to AAA Texas. The organization showed in its gas price report this week that the two metropolitan areas with the lowest weekly increases in the average price of gas were Odessa, 17 cents, and Midland. That kept the averages in both communities among the lowest in Texas. This week, Odessa was tied for third with an average of $4.48 a gallon, while the average in Midland rose to $4.51, which was eighth, according to AAA Texas. The lowest average was $4.42 in Lubbock. The highest average was $4.88 in El Paso. Midland again remained lower than the state average, $4.62. The national average is closer to the $5 mark at $4.97. The state average increased 28 cents this week, while the national average was up 26 cents. With the national average almost at $5 a gallon and the statewide average reaching a new record, drivers can expect to see higher prices for the next few weeks, if not months, as Russian oil is off the market for many countries due to its war in Ukraine, said AAA Texas spokesperson Daniel Armbuster in the weekly report. AAA Texas also reported that the price of gas in Midland is up 52 cents in the last month and up $1.54 a gallon compared to a year ago. The state average is up around 63 cents in the last month and $1.88 compared to 1 year ago. All 27 metropolitan areas that AAA Texas surveys reported new records for a gallon of regular unleaded this week. This is the Business and Oil page. Biden's Energy Crisis Fuels Midterms, by James Osborne, staff writer. Washington. With U.S. natural gas prices reaching $9 per million British thermal units and climbing, the United States faces the prospect of double-digit gas prices for the first time since the beginning of the hydraulic fracturing boom more than a decade ago. The threefold rise in natural gas prices over the past 12 months has gone relatively unnoticed. Consumers, for the most part, don't buy natural gas directly as they do gasoline. Instead, they pay for it through electricity and heating bills that tend to delay price increases because of state regulations and utilities hedging fuel supplies by buying futures contracts at lower than current prices. But as Americans watch their bills climb in the months ahead, President Joe Biden could well be facing another energy crisis to go with the spiking price of oil. We just aren't noticing it yet, but in the winter, people are really going to notice, said Marianne Kaa, former chief economist at Houston Oil Company, ConocoPhillips, and now a research scholar at Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy. Natural gas prices aren't posted on every street corner. Right now, the pain is largely limited to large industrial consumers, such as petrochemical plants along Texas's Gulf Coast, which are watching the cost of one of their primary feedstocks skyrocket. Already, some in the energy sector are coming after Biden blaming him for contributing to decade-long delays in getting new gas pipelines built, in particular along the East Coast. John Arnold, the retired Houston energy investor and billionaire, tweeted Monday that the spike in natural gas prices was a matter of national security, and Biden should use his authority under the Defense Production Act to get pipelines built and connect Ohio and Pennsylvania's booming shale gas fields to cities such as Boston and New York. Natural gas prices are up three times in the past year, reaching record highs in the shale gas era, he wrote. Previously, the market has responded with a flood of new supplies, but the regulatory state has effectively capped growth in the largest and most prolific gas region in the U.S. An ugly story. Energy analysts say the causes behind the recent price spike run the gamut. A significant portion of U.S. gas production comes as a byproduct of oil production. And with oil production still recovering from the collapse in crude prices during the COVID-19 pandemic, associated gas production in Texas, North Dakota, and Colorado is way down, said Raul LeBlanc, an analyst at S&P Global. At the same time, Wall Street investors increasingly wary about the long-term prospects for oil and gas due to climate change are demanding that executives hold back on developing new oil and gas fields and focus instead on increasing stock dividends and reducing debt. And then there's the war in Ukraine, which is driving up the price of coal. U.S. power companies have historically increased their coal-fired power generation when the price of natural gas gets too high. But the high price of coal is reducing incentives to make the switch and supporting strong natural gas demand. All these factors are coming together to push gas prices in one direction, LeBlanc said. If supply continues to not show up, price has to come up to reduce demand. That's an ugly story and would certainly push gas prices into double digits. The political costs could be considerable for Biden, who is already facing a tough midterm election in November, in which Democrats stand to lose control of the House and Senate.
Quick weight loss doesn't mean it can't be forever. Dear Dr. Rich, does losing weight fast when you are first trying mean you will always gain it back? Answer. We used to think that fast weight loss universally led to regaining it. But more careful studies have shown that weight loss of at least 5 pounds in the first 4 weeks of trying to lose weight is a marker for future success, not failure, at keeping weight off. The keys to a successful weight management plan are long-term changes in diet and exercise. The body has a powerful tendency to return to its, quote, set point, end quote. So continued adherence to a plan that has significant changes over the lifestyle that was associated with weight gain is essential. Many people do regain weight, and in those cases, treatment with medication or even with weight loss surgery may be appropriate for a subset of people at higher risk. However, some people find that maintaining the changes that got them to lose weight become second nature after a while. Getting help from professional weight loss programs can definitely help people successfully lose and keep weight off. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Man struggles amid changes after close friends passing. Dear Abby, I'm a gay man. A friend of more than 20 years, Marcy, passed away 8 months ago after battling cancer for 4 years. Just a month after the funeral, her wife, Julia, started dating. She was engaged 4 months later and married Leslie 7 months after that. When they started dating, Leslie was still legally married. My husband and I are godfathers to the one child Marcy and Julia had. I don't trust Leslie. I think she took advantage of a person who was grieving. She's a nurse and should know better. I don't like Leslie, and I don't like her kids either. They moved into the house Marcy and Julia had built together just a few months after Marcy's funeral. I've pretty much removed myself from the situation. I no longer go to dinners or social gatherings with them. Seeing them together makes my heart hurt and stomach ache. My husband still goes out with them and seems to have no issue with it. It has caused problems between us at times. He doesn't understand my feelings, and I can't understand how he can support them. Can you help me cope with this, or tell me how I can get him to see my side and end the friendship? Signed, Still Mourning, Marcy. Dear Still Mourning, it might help your husband be more sympathetic to your feelings if you explain you're still in deep mourning over the loss of a beloved friend, and it affects you physically when you see Julia and Leslie together. He's able to support them because, even though their relationship may seem premature, he recognizes they have continued on with their lives. A way to cope with your pain would be to make a conscious effort to forgive them for their haste and keep foremost in your mind that you promised Marcy you would be a godparent to her child. The most effective way for that to happen would be to be present in her child's life in a way that doesn't always involve the parents. Dear Abby, I have a coworker and great friend who washes her hair maybe once a week and uses dry shampoo in between. One day I thought she had gray roots because the dry shampoo was so thick. I know many people do this, but her hair is excessively oily and it looks unsightly and unprofessional when she comes to work. It has reached the point that several coworkers and even an ex-boyfriend of hers have asked me why she doesn't wash her hair more often because it looks so dirty. I feel embarrassed for her, but I don't know how to bring it up and suggest that maybe shampooing more often would be better. Even when we have a night out on the town and she has all day to get ready, she still shows up with her hair a greasy mess, slicked back in a clip. Maybe she doesn't realize the impression she's giving. Do I say something to her? Signed, Friend Who Cares in Missouri. Dear Friend, good friends take care of each other and watch each other's backs. If the situation were reversed, would you want to hear it from someone you know cares about you?
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.